request to change a benchmark was sent in a letter last Thursday from the Canyons Resort Village Management Association. Open space held by the county is due to be conveyed to the canyons by May 1st for the golf course, but the RVMA's letter says there have been numerous complications processing and releasing documents that affect the title to the land. Since they're dealing with over 16 parties in the resort specially planned area, plus 10 other agencies, and there are financial encumbrances to be lifted and several documents limit the golf course design or operation. The association is asking for the deadline to be extended to July 15th. It does not appear to be tied to the issue of the ski maintenance building, since the letter was sent a day before County Manager Jasper's decision turning down a new location for the building. The existing ski maintenance facility has to be torn down by this spring for the golf course. On a related item, the attorney who represented some 800 nearby condo owners protesting the new building, Joe Tesh, said the county manager made the right decision.
You know, there were over 1,000 owners of condominium units, many of them individually and the others through their owners association, that vehemently objected to the placement or the potential placement of this ski maintenance facility. And it is a ski maintenance facility, and it is industrial, and you know, you can put all the lipstick on that pig you want, it's still a pig. And Vail needs to step up to the bar, and Vail needs to give and apply enough resources to take care of these matters and to keep this running as a first-class ski resort.
Tesh represented owners in the Silverado Lodge in Grand Summit. Jasper scheduled to hold a review hearing Thursday afternoon on the progress of the golf construction. Tesh said he suspects the applicants will ask for an extension of time, but he hopes the county manager holds their feet to the fire.
I hope that it's handled in a reasonable way. I hope Vail and TCFC or whoever it is does what they need to do to complete this golf course, because many, many people, as you know, invested in buying development properties and also in buying condominium properties on the promise that that golf course would be there many, many years ago. So I hope the county manager holds their feet to the fire and gets done whatever reasonably can be done in the short term, and hopefully that golf course will still get done this year.
Attorney Joe Tesh. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.